to the end of transition. On his investiture speech, Leopoldo Calvo Sotelo would assert his tribute to Adolfo Suárez's extraordinary work and my affection and admiration to his person. The end of transition was close. The new government has yet to face a number of problems and resolve a few questions to end up properly structuring the political and social Spanish scene. Some of the achievement of this period would be the joining, not without argument, of Spain in the NATO, the approval of divorce law, the signing of national work agreement, the approval of the organic law of autonomic process known as LOAPA, the improvement in relations with France in the fight against terrorism, or the approval of autonomic statutes for Cantabria, Asturias, Murcia, La Rioja, Comunidad Valenciana, Aragón, Castilla-La Mancha, Canarias, and Navarra. Again, an intense task for a short period of time, about a year and a half. In the meantime, the open internal crisis in UCD was irreversible. The escape of members of the parliament, as well as members of the party, is constant, and little by little, the internal environment becomes unbearable. Adolfo Suárez leaves UCD and ends up creating his own party, CDS. For Calvo Sotelo, in a decomposing party, there is only left the chance of calling for anticipated elections for October 28, 1982. The process of transition is coming to an end. A total transformation of social and political reality of our country happened in a little more than 6 years. There is only left the consolidation of democratic normalization process. Elections will take place. The Spanish legislative frame will keep its development. The powers alternation will become a usual process. Spain will finally reach its democratic maturity.